Women's suffrage, the right to vote, accelerated following the Civil War. The impetus, to a certain extent, came from the passage of the 14th and 15th Amendments, which granted universal citizenship to the freedmen, the African Americans, and also the right to vote.
For black men.
For black men.
Sure. There were people like Susan B. Anthony, the well-known suffragist, and others who said, well, what about us? Black men can now vote, and we, 50% of the population, can't. And it really launched this 50-year campaign that culminated in the passage of the suffrage amendment, the 19th Amendment in 1920. And in Georgia, too, there were suffragists as far back as the late 19th century. There was an organization called the National American Women's Suffrage Association, the NAWSA, which formed in 1890, and there were chapters in Georgia. In 1895, as part of the Cotton States Exposition, they actually held their first meeting outside of Washington, first meeting south of the Mason-Dixon line in Atlanta. In the teens, you see, again, both nationally and locally, more suffrage activity. You also see states, especially in the West, Wyoming and other of the new Western states, California, adopting women's suffrage. Locally, you see organizations formed in the 19-teens. You see parades. There's a parade in downtown Atlanta that's very elaborate, pro-suffrage parade. You have the Atlanta Constitution having a whole women's suffrage department in 1913. And
the focus, though, in the early 20th century turned on amending the U.S. Constitution as opposed to let's have each state allow it on its own.
That's right.
We're going to make it the law of the land.
Equivalent of the 15th Amendment to kind of bypass the states to make it a federal amendment. And that effort was accelerated in part because of World War I, and women were actively supportive of the war effort. That was one of the things that, you know, accelerated the movement towards women's suffrage. In 1919, Congress passes the suffrage amendment, and then it has to go to the states. And Georgia is one of the very first to reject the suffrage amendment.
Yeah, 36 states needed to ratify it for it
That's
to become
right. three-fourths majority.
Yeah.
Right. And Georgia is one of the, within weeks of Congress passing it, Georgia rejects the 19th Amendment.
In the South, there were only three states in the old Confederacy that actually voted to ratify it,
right.
Texas, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
None of them are Deep South states.
Right.
And so the question is, why is the South opposed to women's suffrage? Well, there are a number of reasons. Back in the antebellum South, there had been this kind of notion of, you know, everybody in their proper place, including the proper place of women in a society who are supposed to be this and not that. So there's this real kind of fear that if you're challenging this notion of place in one arena, you might challenge the social structure in other arenas, in particular race. Opening the door for women to vote might be more of an invitation for African Americans to try to vote. Again, this kind of social order, a place for everyone and everyone in their proper place, would be disrupted if women had the vote. And there were not only women who were clearly in favor of suffrage, but there were also groups like the National Association opposed to women's suffrage, which had prominent Georgia women speaking against women's suffrage.
Still, it is ratified by the states necessary in time for the 1920 presidential election.
Right.
Although Georgia women weren't allowed to vote in
that
election, were they?
That's right. Suffrage is granted in August of 1920. Interestingly, Tennessee is the crucial state, and it narrowly passes the Tennessee legislature by a vote or two. So women's suffrage becomes law of the land August 1920. Georgia and Mississippi, however, have laws stating that you have to have registered to vote 6 months prior to an election. And so, in fact, the first time the Georgia women vote in a national or in a statewide election is 1922. There had been some cases, including in Atlanta, and Waycross was another community, where women had, by the late teens, voted in municipal elections. But Georgia women could not vote in a statewide or national election until 1922.
So we fast forward about 50 years. In 1970, the state of Georgia finally ratifies it. So why the wait? Why in 1970?
Well, again, there was widespread opposition to women's suffrage, even though obviously women could vote because of the federal amendment. But still, you know, there's deep conservatism, if you will. Well, 1970, the status of women has changed dramatically. You now have, among other things, an organized women's movement in full flower by 1970 and is manifested in all over the place. This seems like an anachronism not to have voted for the suffrage amendment. There were about 8 states, almost all in the South. So Louisiana and Georgia, I think Alabama, all ratify finally the 19th Amendment in 1970. Mississippi is actually the last one and only ratifies the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution in 1984.
Is it a coincidence that in the 1920 presidential election, Warren G. Harding, who at the time was considered to be the most handsome man ever to hold the White House, to serve in the White House, was elected president?
Well, I mean, there's lots of reasons. I'm not going to go there. I think that's coincidence. I think there are other factors that lead to Harding's election in 1920.
Cliff Kuhn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.